This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Appears to be 7 after the hour, Monday, Labor Day, the 2nd of September. We're in a new month. Jennifer Horn is here, Kara Schillen is here, live on the holiday to keep you up to date with what's going on and have a conversation about the good, the bad, sometimes the ugly as well. And people just consider the fact that Jennifer and I are on the West Coast and being up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, that's ugly in and of itself, Jennifer. Right?
Yes. Welcome to my coast. It hurts getting up this early, doesn't it?
I know. Well, on this coast, though, I have to worry about hurricanes. I'm looking over some of the things here. The hurricane, what happened in college football over the weekend as the season gets started, things that you need to know and talk about. Hurricane Dorian has been threatening Florida sort of all weekend. There were three different paths that it could pursue. And from what I can see, it looks like it's going to, if there isn't such thing as a beneficial path, staying away from it, still is a heck of a storm. 165 mile an hour winds or something. Has it been bumped up to Category 5?
It's Category 5 now. And the
185 mile an hour winds.
Yeah, and so it's a Category 5 storm. And the problem is that it's moving so slow that it just keeps picking up strength and getting bigger and stronger. They say, CNN reports that it's the strongest anywhere on the planet this year, this storm. So it's the biggest one that anybody's seen this year.
Is there such a thing as a Category 6 hurricane?
I don't think so.
It's always just been 5 was what we thought was the highest.
At the top of the line, yeah.
Yeah, right.
But
exactly.
It has already damaged 13,000 homes whose residents are in the Bahamas area. So right now, it made landfall at Elbow Key, and then Grand Bahama. And many people right now are without shelter as the wind and the rain and the extensive damage to the islands in Grand Bahama have started to total up. They're figuring 13,000 homes have been severely damaged or destroyed. That's a statement made by the Red Cross, who, of course, is already in there when these kinds of things happen. And they say that it's lots of millions of dollars worth of damage. Dorian is also expected to head towards the coast, our eastern coast, Florida, South Carolina, Georgia. They're all taking precautions by evacuating people. There are British Royal Navy ships that are out in the water right now to try to get into Grand Bahama to try to see if they can bring some relief. A lot of people are describing it being so loud. They're saying that Dorian sounds like a jet engine when it hits. So it's a huge storm, and the president yesterday said, heed the warnings of officials. If you are asked to evacuate, get out. Don't wait around.
That's so silly about people.
I know. Some people just stick it out.
What's the point?
I don't know.
You just wonder, what is it that I have my property to protect? How can you, an individual that is maybe 5'10", 5'11", you weigh 180 pounds soaking wet, you're going to stop a hurricane that's going 185 miles an hour? How silly.
Being at the beach last week, and I was talking about it, you know, we had wind gusts of like 35 miles an hour, and that was, you're sitting there holding your chair down, and every time you go out, all your clothes blow around, and I'm thinking that's a lot of wind, and it is for a normal day, but compared to 185 miles an hour, I can't even imagine being in that.
Well, now, the thing that is, I suppose, preparatory to the reality of today is what you do up the coast. Florida, pretty much they had it nailed down on Friday when we were talking about this.
They're saying Monday, so today it's still going to be over the Bahamas. And they expected it to be in Florida today, but it's so slow moving that it's slowed down a bit. And it's creeping towards Florida's coast. They say that Tuesday landfall is probably the biggest possibility if you're in Florida. That's when it looks like it'll probably go and hit Florida and then shift west. Then it's supposed to go up the Florida coast, and they're talking about Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. They're saying Friday is when it'll probably hit the Carolinas if it stays on this current path. So that's a slow-moving storm. That's a week, basically, of destruction.
That's That's the good and the bad in this.
Right, because you have time to prepare, but people may not.
Well, the other side of it is that where it goes is affected by the warmth of the water, much as anything else. And the water is warm with the jet stream that goes across from basically Daytona Beach all the way to the North Sea. That's sort of the marginal line. And if you understand meteorological what's-this, I do a little. I was almost a television weatherman once. Did I ever tell you that story? That's another story.
No, but you could have done that. That's pretty
fine. Yeah, it would have been fine. Anyway, the idea that the coast, the way the coast curves out, it looks like it will miss impacting you in Washington, Kara, and the rest of the East Coast. Once it gets up to sort of that Cape Hatteras area, it looks like at least, if you can believe how these people kind of know. The computer models are pretty good at predicting where the thing will go once it hits land. Land is what slows it down. Land is what the impact is. The water temperature and the land mass that it's approaching. Those are the things that predicate where it's going to go. So as it hits in at Daytona Beach, it's liable to pick up the currents of the jet stream, and the water north of the jet stream is much less. It's like 80. I think the water in the Gulf or on the east coast of Florida is like 80 degrees or something, 80, 82 degrees, which is pretty warm for ocean water. And so once it gets above that area, it looks like it could veer off and just keep going back out to sea. That's people say, oh, that's fabulous for the east coast. Yeah, I mean, still get some wind and some rain. But imagine the traffic, the shipping lanes. Many of the shipping lanes are direct routes from wherever. There are, at any moment in time, there are tens of thousands of ships carrying people and cargo all across all the oceans in the world. So you think about, we don't really much think about, unless you go, I drove down to Long Beach yesterday and was looking, you drive through there and you go by the Long Beach port. And there are hundreds of ships, those container ships that are in there being unloaded. It's huge business. But we don't normally, unless you're going on a cruise and you actually go to the port, you don't really see what's going on in that arena. So there's that to think about as well. It's just it's a dangerous situation. Not unlike what happens, though, during the month of September. These are people who want to get everybody all worked up about climate change and things that are changing in terms of the atmosphere. Things are changing. Yeah, this is a serious storm. There have been storms that have measured this. They have been 80-185 mile-an-hour winds. Whether it's recent or a long time ago, I don't know. Is it important? This will give people the fodder, the people who are climate change advocates. I am not. I'm in the middle. I think that we are changing the course of meteorological history by how we live on the planet, and I also think the planet is doing its thing as well. It just changes. That's the way it's a living. The Earth is like a person. It's a living being, and the oceans are alive. Everything about the Earth is alive. And as we know, our cellular structure changes, everything changes as time passes. So we're looking at things changing. This is the practicality of this is get out of the way, go, if you're on the east coast of Florida, go into the center of Florida, go to the west coast. That's probably the best advice we can give. The sadness of the passing of Valerie Harper sort of has me a little bit here. Most people know her for Mary Tyler Moore. She was the star of Rhoda. She passed away at the age of 80. I remember interviewing her when she first got cancer, which was 10 years or so ago.
She's been battling for so long.
Yeah. She had a number of cancers, but the one that really I thought about was brain cancer. And she said, I'm ready to go. After she was diagnosed, but then she did a series of radio interviews with people like me just to kind of get at what she was thinking about. She said she told People magazine after the diagnosis, that's the secret. She said, I'm absolutely ready to go. I don't want to live if I'm not able to live healthy and be 102. I'm not banking on anything because we shouldn't. We don't know what's around the corner. I think you take each day at a time. That's a very good philosophy. A lot of people don't do it that way. Have some fun. Share your love. I had one of the nicest weekends, Jennifer, that I've had for a long time. And I really love being in California because most of the time I'm spending it with my two children and my grandson. And that's what I did this
weekend. I figured you were having fun. I didn't hear from you a peep, so I figured you were having a good time.
Miles and I and Megan went swimming on Saturday afternoon. We went shopping. He and I were together yesterday. We went out and did some stuff on our own on Saturday, and then yesterday, there are a whole bunch of pictures that I will share with you, including he and I going to, remember on Friday, we were talking about Kacey Musgraves going into that little L.A. photo shop. It was on Beverly Tom's one-hour photo. Remember we talked about that?
Yeah.
So Miles and I drove over.
Well, I wasn't here Friday, but I remember.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You weren't here on Friday.
But I saw the emails, so I'm privy to some info. But tell us again, just in case.
So, well, Kara, you remember I said, okay, I'm going to take Miles with us. So I went over. This guy is the sweetest guy. It was in Koreatown, so he's obviously Korean. And he's got this little shop, and I walked in, and I had the story. I printed out the story that we used on Friday. And he looked at it, and he looked at me, and I said, I'm a radio guy. And he put my name into Google, and he found out who I was and what the program was. He couldn't have been nicer. Just a sweet, sweet guy. And he took our picture, and so we'll have some portraits that we'll put online. And he gave Miles some toys and gave him some bubble gum, which I immediately took away. Miles is very curious as to what's going on. There's some things to play with in the office, but just a great, wonderful person. And it shows you the power, more than anything else, of social media, because I think this guy has had 45,000 followers after
I'm sure it's way more than that now.
Gone crazy. Yeah, right. He said he's been very busy. His phone was ringing off the hook while he was in there. So just what it really was a kindness provided by Kacey Musgraves to somebody who needed some help. That's all it was. He told her that the business had been slow, and so he and she, isn't that not exactly the cleanest little place in town? It's a hole in the wall. And now with her, and I went in and we had some fun. We were there for about a half an hour. So anyway, it's nice to be able to do things like that. It was kind of fun.
Yeah, and we'll put it on Instagram because she's going through, and I think Kacey Musgraves and her sister are running the account currently, and they've been posting everyone else's photos from in there since the last week.
Did I send them to you? What did I do with them? I sent them. I've got them in my... I don't know. I've got them on my computer.
Well, we'll figure it out later.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Here's something you can figure out. You probably, as well as I know somebody who's got blood sugar issues. I have had blood sugar issues. I'm right on the cusp from time to time. The popular treatments that actually can create fatigue and constraints on daily life, not really the choice, the top of the ladder. There's a product that's out now called Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N. Curalin is a natural blend of 10 key ingredients that support healthy glycemic response so you feel back to normal and can enjoy the simple things in your daily life. Each of Curalin's ingredients is backed by clinical studies supporting their effect on glucose levels in your body. Thousands of studies back each ingredient. Curalin also boosts daily energy, maintains healthy insulin sensitivity and production, and supports a healthy metabolism of fats and carbs. So getting Curalin is pretty easy. For a limited time, you can go to Curalin.co, Curalin.co, for a $20 off 1 month supply. That's Curalin.co. Type in DJV in the promo code for $20 off. Buy Curalin today. A happier and fuller life awaits you. Curalin.co, promo code DJV.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
After. It's Lindsay Lohan. During an episode of Virgin Radio Dubai's The Chris Fade Show, the podcast host played a teaser for Lindsay Lohan's new single. It's called Xanax. Described as being about anxiety and pressure and taking care of yourself.
I think I need some to listen to this song.
Yeah. I never thought of her as a singer. Kara, you think of her as a singer,
she's
Lindsay Lohan?
She's had a few songs. She's done some work on soundtracks, but I don't know. Yeah. Everyone on the internet was freaking out, and they were like, the queen of pop is back. And I was like, come on, guys.
What?
Queen
Madonna?
Of pop?
Yeah, I mean, she's kidding. Had, like, two songs, and one of them was, like, a guilty pleasure for me, a long time ago. But I don't know.
It's kind of like the Paris Hilton song. What was that called? Remember that?
Yeah, Star... something. And it wasn't terrible, but... they're definitely not great singers. I don't know. I can't imagine that a song called Xanax is helping her get her life back on track.
No.
This is not the full song either. It hasn't been released yet. She says the song will be out very soon. She also shared a video of herself dancing to the single on her Instagram account. She first teased a return of music in May after she shared a photo of herself in a recording studio. Xanax marks her first music release in 11 years. Gee, and she's been so sorely missed, too, hasn't she, in the world of music?
I mean, literally, I've been crying for years, so I'm really excited.
Right, yeah. She released her first album, Speak Back, 2004, followed by a second album, a little more personal, in 2005. She's also collaborated on the soundtracks of some of her previous films, like Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen. Yeah, that's still going on, I think, with her, isn't it? And Freaky
exactly.
Friday. Yeah. Most recently, Lindsay was featured on her short-lived MTV reality show, Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club, which was canceled after one season. Why would anybody give a rat's behind about
Hey, you guys know I watched every terrible show on MTV. I tried watching this terrible show, and it was even too terrible for me. So, it's really bad.
Look, I understand why people are fascinated, because she, you know, was kind of an icon when I was growing up, and she was in some great movies, and I think people want her to have her life together, but every time I see a picture, I'm just like, she's on something. She just doesn't look good.
Yeah, she never has looked good. I didn't think she ever looked good.
I mean, she looked great.
Always smoking and always, you know, looking like she's on something. But as far as what I can see. Anyway, she's serving as a judge now on the Masked Singer Australia version, which is coming back. Isn't that about to start again, the Masked Singer?
Yeah, middle of September, yep.
Yeah, right. Katy Perry now in the music focus. Got a new single out called Small Talk. That's what this is. The latest single deals with the awkwardness of running into an ex. And who'd she run into?
She has enough of them, so it could be anybody.
Really? She hasn't announced if the single will be tied to an album. Previously released a video for Never Really Over back in May, making her, this is the first time any solo music has been released by her since 2017. In July, a jury found that her 2013 hit single Dark Horse improperly copied Christian rapper Flame's song Joyful Noise. I still haven't figured that out yet. Anybody? I guess I've forgotten about it a little bit, but now that it comes back into my mind, remember we compared it, and it sounded a little like it, but you got eight notes on the scale, that's
it. I mean, I had the same beat, but I don't know. Some people agree, some people disagree. I'm not a music expert, so.
All right. She also, you could play one on the radio there, Kara. She also released the video for Small Talk, which features her dog, Miss Nugget. And this is attending sort of a spoof on the Met Ball called the Mutt Ball.
That's
probably
funny.
Like that. Yeah, that is kind of funny. 28 at the hour on the DJV program.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials. Save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, mypillow.com and the code.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A slow-moving Category 5 Hurricane Dorian making landfall in the Bahamas late yesterday. It's been battering the islands for hours as it's a very slow mover. The Prime Minister there, Hubert Minnis, with a dire message to his people.
Many have not heeded my warning. Many have remained behind. And still there are individuals within the West End area who still refuse to leave. I can only say to them that I hope this is not the last time they will hear
Forecasters say the track is not certain, but Dorian's expected to remain powerful when it's off the east coast of Florida on Tuesday and Wednesday, likely to impact Georgia and the Carolinas. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Four and change after the hour on the DJV program live on Labor Day. It's the 2nd of September. School bells ring and children sing. Well, let's see. What else was there? No school today. Pools closed. This is, even though summer isn't over for 3 weeks, actually 3 weeks from today is the last day of summer, it seems that Labor Day is the unofficial end of summer. Jennifer Warren is here. Thank you. And Kara Schillen is here. Thank you. And all of you are here. Thank you. A lot of people listen to this program on holidays that don't, otherwise, either they don't have time to listen to the whole program or as much of it as they would like. So a holiday live show is kind of fun. A lot of stations carry the program on holidays because their own hosts are too lazy to get their butts out of bed. So congratulations to all those people. We're silly enough to be here and having fun. So speaking of fun, how many people, I was in a pool with my grandson on Saturday. It's the first time I've been in a pool. I used to have the old house had a pool. I loved it because every day I jump in. I haven't been in a pool all summer. And I was thinking about that as
the end of summer here in California, it isn't measured the same as it is, let's say, in the Northeast.
I'm just getting started on summer, actually. So.
Yeah, well, September and October oftentimes are the warmest months here. It was 89 yesterday, quite warm and pleasant. The water, problem with the water in the pools here, Jennifer, is it never gets to be bathtub temperature. I like the temperature about 88 degrees in my pool.
Oh, really? See, that's how my dad keeps his. It's about 80, between 86 and 89 usually is where he keeps his.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah,
it's why would you want your water that hot when it's hot outside?
So that you don't, when it hits your stomach, you don't go, ooh, 86 is my 86 is my perfect temp.
I love, I like mid-70s, mid to upper 70s. And then it's like hot outside and you get in and it's refreshing. There's nothing worse than lying next to the pool and getting all sweaty and then getting in the water and it's like gross and hot and full of other people's
sweat. I like it when it's like that. So summertime, maybe send off barbecues. We talk a lot about barbecuing when the season begins on Memorial Day, seems like about 5 minutes ago. A lot of stores. This is pretty much, when you categorize it, this is almost like the 4th of July in terms of how many stores are open or how many businesses are open and how many aren't. Wouldn't you say? I'm looking at most of the retail stores are open. Liquor stores are open. Supermarkets are open for the most part. All the convenience stores are always open. Most restaurants are open. The banks are closed. The libraries are closed. Stock market is closed. Municipal offices are closed. Mail won't be delivered. Trash won't be picked up. You know, that kind of stuff. It's kind of a normal Labor Day. In terms of what it's all about, the history of Labor Day, I always find fascinating. The American labor movement had so much clout. And when you go back to when labor first was needed, you know, this country did need a labor movement. Bosses, owners, company officials were exploiting workers. You go back to beginning of the Industrial Revolution or getting into high gear back in the 1880s. Labor Days first began about that time, organized and celebrated by the newly formed unions. And the state of Oregon actually became the first state to make Labor Day an official public holiday. That was 1887. And then after that, there was an economic downturn, sort of a recession in the early 1890s. There was a depression, actually, not as bad as the depression of the 1929-1930, the Dust Bowl, 1931. But this was tough. 18% of the country's population was out of work in the recession of 1894. We think that recessions are modern day. Recessions are a result of the Industrial Revolution, whether you realize that or not. It is the inflow of capital. It has come to surge the value of people in their holdings, people's ideas, created into businesses, and for whatever the reason, the first place where this showed up, because remember, the railroads were what began the Industrial Revolution. So the Pullman Palace Car Company, making passenger cars for the railroads, they had orders like you wouldn't believe in the 1870s as the rail lines opened up after the Civil War. And so people wanted to travel, and they were making cars, and then they made too many of them. It's kind of like all kinds of things. They flooded the market, and so they cut the wages of the people working there, and then the workers went on strike. And as a result of that, the American Railway, say it again, Doug, American Railway Union, led by a fellow named Eugene Debs. I remember studying him when I was in school. The workers refused to handle Pullman rail cars. That is, the railway unions wouldn't do anything. They wouldn't, the labor movement started in sympathy, to workers who were being abused and may not have even been a member of their union. So the American Railway Union, stopped, handling on the tracks at the various stations. They wouldn't change the cars from one engine to another, that sort of thing. So it put the Pullman Car Company in trouble, but the railways were in trouble because people couldn't get on trains and go anywhere. The president at the time, Grover Cleveland, sent in the troops, the federal troops, And the state militias also were sent in to this was this thing. It managed to spread very quickly, but then with the heavy hand of the government, the strike was crushed, and some of the people protesting were killed. And then with all of the action, Labor Day was pushed through as a federal holiday to placate labor after this horrible strike. And some people wanted Labor Day to take place on May 1st, which was International Workers Day, but President Cleveland didn't want the day to evoke memories of the situation that existed in the Haymarket. So that's the story of Labor Day. Did you all know that? Did you study that in school, Jennifer?
I did not. No.
You didn't. Okay, so this is like
but
Professor Stefan in there. Yeah, right, exactly. I had forgotten.
Will there be a test on this, Professor?
Maybe. Yeah, it could be. I may. Listen, I love to give quickie quizzes. The kids didn't like it. But almost every day about the homework, I'd give them five questions based on the homework. You did the homework, you did fine. Because they were always easy questions. But if you didn't do the homework, you wouldn't know the answer to any of them. Wouldn't make any difference. Yeah, see? In sports and sort of sports-related stories, Tyler Skaggs' family says they're heartbroken over the news that this pitcher who used to pitch for the Angels, Jennifer, died of an overdose from a combination of drugs. So this was accidental. This happened when? How long ago did this happen?
This was a few months ago, and it was a story. If you remember, the Angels were in Texas getting ready to play the Texas Rangers, and Tyler Skaggs didn't show up at the stadium for game day. So they sent someone over to his room, and they found him dead. And no one really knew what exactly happened. He had had an injury that he was recovering from, but people thought that he was in good shape. And so the thing that kind of is interesting is that a newspaper in Santa Monica, which is where he lived, took a story and they ran with it, saying that he had overdosed on drugs. And the Angels, like, released scathing press releases saying that's not true and don't say these things and you don't know and blah, blah, blah. Well, the toxicology reports were now released, and he did die from a combination of oxycodone, fentanyl, and alcohol in his system, and essentially died on his own vomit. Right. One of the things about opioid drugs is that it slows down. It tells your body, it doesn't make your the usual function of your body, just breathing and fighting to breathe, goes away when you take high levels of oxycodone or fentanyl, opioids. And when, you know, your natural reaction, if you're choking on your own vomit, would be to move and get out of the way. But a lot of times when people have so much of that in their
can't
system,
move.
They just die.
Yeah.
It just
can't move.
Suffocates
yeah.
them.
Yeah, yeah. What a horrible way to pass. But it shows you, once again, it was oxy and fentanyl, and it was painkillers because he had, what was wrong with his shoulder or his elbow?
Well, and I don't think, yeah, a lot of people are saying, well, he was just addicted, but he had had a surgery earlier on, I think this year maybe, or maybe at the end of last year. And so I'm sure that he was on opioids. Just we hear the story way too often. Oh, and then it's too much, and they start going to fentanyl and other sources. And someone had even said, and I don't know if this is true or not, but that someone was facilitating his drug use from within the Angels organization. And so that's, I'm sure, part of the investigation,
too. Yeah, I know his
too.
Family has hired an attorney to look into it because, I mean, and I've heard all kinds of stories about overprescription for athletes because they can, you know, the doctors will give them whatever so they can just get way more than they need. And, I mean, from what his family said, it made it sound like he was a really motivated, hardworking guy who hadn't had any drug problems before.
Yeah,
whether
absolutely.
They're just being
yeah.
naive about it because he's, you know, their family and they love him, or whether this is an actual issue that someone inside the Angels was helping with. I don't know, but yeah. it's just sad.
All right, so we all know Olympic champion Simone Biles, right?
Yeah.
Her brother has been arrested and charged with murder in connection with a shooting from last New Year's Eve at a party in Ohio. Tevin Biles Thomas, arrested in Georgia. Police believe that he opened fire after an altercation at a party at a Cleveland Airbnb rental. Three people died, and a couple of others were charged. I don't know. I'm remembering her. So the significance, otherwise we wouldn't be talking about this guy, is that he was the brother of Simone Biles, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise.
Which I feel so bad for her. She just had this amazing week a few weeks ago.
What's it got to do with her?
Well, it doesn't.
I don't understand.
She had all of these like amazing groundbreaking moves that she debuted, and she's, you know, like the number one gymnast in the whole world.
Yeah.
And then something like this comes out. Like, this is a crappy enough thing to have to deal with, your brother going to jail and possibly having murdered three people, and now to have your name kind of dragged through the mud in the news because of it, it's just, I don't know.
Speaking of that, I want to give short shrift to the shootout this weekend in Odessa, Texas, Midland, Odessa, pretty much in the center of the state. Seven people were shot. 36-year-old fellow named Seth Altor, I think it is, or Ator. The police there say they knew him, but refused to release any more information about him. So here we go, one more time, around and around. So that's as much time as I'm giving to
that. Yeah, just as another list of places where you have to worry about it happening.
Right, yep. The Islanders, New York Islanders, Jennifer, hosting a charity called The Last Game for Climate Change Awareness, partnering with the United Nations Environmental Department, hosting a segment of The Last Game, which is a series of hockey games designed to raise awareness of... who doesn't know about climate change? I mean, is it raising money to try? And I don't even know, you know, raise money, what are you going to... Dude, it's attitudinal. It's education. That's how you fix this problem.
Well, and the question is, what's the money going for? Is it just education programs?
Right. I want to know. That's a thank you. That's why I asked. Yeah. What are they raising money for? To do what? What are you going to do with this money? It's important that we take care of our planet. Yep, it is. That's true. So what are you doing with the money that you're raising? That's the question, and I don't see an answer to it here. But, you know... paying attention to it is a good thing, but what are we doing? What's happening with the money is the question. Next question is, what's on television tonight? Labor Day, they changed the schedule. The schedule don't change, right? Airplanes. I'm on an airplane in a few hours. Schedule the same on a holiday as it is during the regular week. Same on TV, isn't it?
Yeah, it's still going to be the same kind of stuff. And keep in mind that... next week is when we start to see some of the premieres starting, next week and the week after. So tonight, if you want to check it out, Bachelor in Paradise is new. That's at 8 o'clock on ABC. American Ninja Warrior is wrapping up its finals night in Las Vegas, the Las Vegas National Finals for American Ninja Warrior. That's at 8 p.m. on NBC. Some other stuff on the networks, 90 Day Fiancé, the other way, is at 8 o'clock on TLC.
What's
and on Discovery.
90 Day
Fiancé, they meet, they have 90 days to decide if they want to get married. They get engaged like on day one.
So how's that different than Bachelor, Kara?
I don't know, because I was going to say the intention on The Bachelor is not that you'll get engaged necessarily after 90 days, but that's not true. They do get engaged after that long, so I don't know.
Okay. All right, what else, Jen?
All right, also tonight, Fast and Loud, Revved Up. That's new tonight, 8 o'clock on Discovery. The Kids Baking Championship on Food Network is also new tonight at 8 o'clock. So there you go.
Right.
Some choices
and
for you.
Lots and lots of coverage of the hurricane. You'll see that all over the place.
Absolutely.
Not just on the Weather Channel, but the local news channels and the national. That's the whole deal today, the whole Megillah, is the hurricane. It's 49 past the hour on the DJV program.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
After the hour. It's Tech Talk time here on the DJB program. The elements of the program stay the same on holidays as they are during the rest of the work week. And so we have several stories that come to us each day. Victoria Keelan does the research and brings us up to date on some of the things. I don't think I've ever asked you to do this before, Jennifer. I don't think you've ever. Have you ever done anything from Tech Talk?
I'm trying to... usually only when you're not here. And then Victoria and I will do it together. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But I'm happy to fill in today, you know, giving Victoria some time. Why not?
Yes. Right. Why not? So here we go. Here's a why not. Here's a guy who was probably surprised his account was hacked under
yeah.
the circumstances. Jack Dorsey, who's the CEO of Twitter, had his account hacked. So what's the story behind the story here?
This is never good when the CEO's account is hacked, that's for sure.
Right.
His account, Jack Dorsey's account, was hacked on Friday afternoon by a group that calls itself the Chuckle Squad. They're lots of fun. The hackers tweeted racial slurs, anti-Semitic messages, and at least one Holocaust denial from Dorsey's account. Some of the offensive tweets were up for about 10 minutes, though not long after the hack began, those tweets were already being deleted, and they're all gone. Now, Twitter pointed the blame at Dorsey's cell phone carrier, saying that the phone number associated with the account was compromised due to security oversight by the mobile provider.
So who is the mobile provider?
That's the question.
I want to know who the provider is. Is it Verizon? Is it T-Mobile? Is it AT&T? Is it Sprint? Who is it? Why would they keep that quiet, I wonder?
they should not, they shouldn't, because I think a lot of us didn't realize that that's another way for us to get hacked. Now, the tweets do appear to have come from CloudHopper, which is a company that Twitter previously acquired to help with its text messaging service. Twitter's text messaging service works that if you text 40404 from the phone number linked to your Twitter account, the text will post to Twitter. So you can just use the text app to post your tweets. The source cited in the tweet that it will be given all through CloudHopper. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you.
Okay. Jack Dorsey's hack appears to be from the same group that attacked a number of YouTube celebrities last week on Twitter. Other attacks that occurred on Twitter also resemble Chuckle Squad's tactics, so they've been out and about. Riverdale's Cole Sprouse also blamed a hack on his Twitter account on his cell service provider. So seems
Riverdale,
to
the TV show? These guys on that?
Yeah.
Really? Huh. All right. Well, there it is. A word to the wise. The date is Monday the 2nd. Date of Apple's 2019 fall event has been announced. Let's find out what that date is.
The Geek Out.
Apple has sent out the invites for the fall hardware event we've been waiting for, and September 10th will be when we see the introduction of the next generation of the iPhone, Apple Watch, and probably some other hardware. As for the iPhone, there are so many rumors floating around about what the different models will look like, but what you will want to notice is the lack of two things other brands are already trying to achieve: folding screens and, more importantly, 5G. Apple's going to let those technologies mature, and it's likely those biggest shifts in the iPhone won't happen until this same event next year in 2020. The Big Apple event will be streamed live from the Steve Jobs Theater on September 10th at noon Eastern, and we've posted all sorts of preview links on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Music to your ears. Find out more about the all-new Toyota Supra at toyota.com/testmiles. Toyota, let's go places.
Back to the reality here of what we're finding in technology. Here's iRobot selling out to some, a lawnmower?
An autonomous lawnmower. Come on. It's like the, you know, the robot that vacuums your floor. This is like a robot that vacuums your lawn. How about that?
Really? iRobot makes
vacuum,
Roomba.
I mean, cut it.
Right?
Yeah.
So the next thing that we're going to help us with is mowing the lawn? Okay, what's the story, Jennifer?
Well, I think this is actually a great one because I want one of the sit-down lawnmowers because I just think it's fun to have a tractor. But in January, iRobot, which makes the Roomba, that device that vacuums your house with it, all by itself, announced that its next autonomous device is going to be a lawnmower called Terra. Unlike most robot lawnmowers, it uses wireless beacons to understand what your yard looks like rather than relying on a long, cumbersome wire that's wrapped around the edges of your lawn. iRobot says that the beta testing is progressing well and it expects to begin selling the Terra in the United States next year. The Terra and its beacons must be installed by a professional so the robot can properly mow your lawn. It won't cost more at the launch, though. That's what iRobot says. It will initially provide the installation and a training session to customers. Some Terra models will have a Bluetooth remote control that allows users to drive the twin-bladed robot for a little extra fun. How about that?
Who mows your lawn?
My gardeners.
Oh, okay. I didn't think it was you. I was trying to picture you.
And that's a personal
lawn.
Question, Dougie.
I know. Yes, it is. That's very true. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, 59 After on the DJV Show.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.